The session actually begins before March. Staff number crunchers set the table in December, projecting a billion-dollar surplus. Doling it out will color everything the legislature does this year. In a Republican-controlled House and Senate, that mostly means tax cuts. Governor Rick Scott wants a $470 million cut in cell phone and cable TV taxes. Average subscribers would save less than $4 a month, but Scott insists it will make a difference.
As we put money back into families' hands, guess what? They can pay the rent, they can buy a car, help keep our economy going, maybe they even start a business.
For those keeping score, that makes Scott's 41st tax cut proposal. One important scorekeeper is Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee, a Republican from Bradenton. He's less than enthusiastic about Scott's plan.
And whether or not we can do that and still address the needs of the Senate and the House is a kind of remains to be seen.
Like Scott, the business lobby is counting on the fact that Republicans seldom meet a tax cut they don't like. The National Federation of Independent Business wants a $104 million cut in the taxes businesses pay on commercial leases. The plan would phase it in over several years to reduce the annual hit. NFIB's Bill Hurley.
We know, we feel that the state is in a strong recovery. We're looking for some public policies that can help sustain that.
Tax cuts won't be decided until the final days of session. Some are already moving through committees over Democratic objections. This week, a Senate panel approved a $22 million a year corporate tax cut. Senator Jeff Clemens, a Democrat from Lake Worth, was the lone opponent in the committee.
I'm more in favor of middle class and individual tax cuts than corporate tax cuts, and that's my reason for voting against the bill.
Still fermenting is a collision between major beer distributors and the craft brewing industry. For years, distributors defended a ban on selling craft beer in oversized containers called growlers. This week, they changed course. Now they're fighting the licensing of craft brewers. Senator Jack Latvala, a Republican from Sarasota, is on the side of the craft brewers. Here he is grilling Eric Chris, president of the Beer Industry of Florida.
So the 49 other states that allow a 64-ounce growler, I mean, has there been, and they've deregulated to the point of allowing a 64-ounce growler, has there been any problems that any of your colleagues that run the associations in those states can point to out of that?
My guess is no, sir, there's not, and that's why we're willing to support the 64.
Actually, Latvala misspoke. The number of states is 48. The Florida Chamber of Commerce is pushing an insurance plan for low-income workers it says will draw down billions in federal dollars. It's carefully cloaked to avoid the term Medicaid expansion to give Republicans cover. Conservatives vow not to accept a single dollar tied to Obamacare. And Senate President Andy Gardner, a Republican from Orlando, is keeping his promise to an old friend. A bill he's fast-tracked to crack down on greyhound racing injuries passed its first committee. It's named after the wife of Gardner's predecessor, Senate President Don Gates. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jim Ash.